We found that health insurance coverage for children has increased since 1997. In 2007, 6.5 million children lacked coverage compared to 9.9 million children in 1997.
Statcast, June 25th, 2008.
Robin Cohen, a statistician with the National Center for Health Statistics, is the author of two new reports on health insurance coverage in the U.S. The NCHS does not set healthcare policy, but as a statistical agency, its data are often used by policymakers who do. Robin, you have two new reports out on health insurance today. Can you tell us how the reports differ?
The health insurance report out of the early release program is primarily a trend report, and so one can track changes since 1997 through 2007, whereas the state level report, which has more states included, it has a total of 41 states, is really a picture in time.
Okay, let's start with the 2007 preliminary report. How many Americans do not have health insurance according to your data?
Overall, 43.1 million persons lacked health insurance coverage in 2007. 53.9 million persons, or 18.2%, had been uninsured for at least part of a year, and 30.6 million persons, or about 10.3%, had been uninsured for more than a year at the time of interview.
And how many children do not have insurance?
We found that health insurance coverage for children has increased since 1997. In 2007, 6.5 million children lacked coverage compared to 9.9 million children in 1997, and 3.7 million of these children lacked coverage for more than a year in 2007.
What is behind the improvement for children over that time period?
The improvement for children is due to an increase in public coverage for children, which is most dramatic amongst low-income families, especially for children from families just above poverty. Our results suggest the success of the State Children's Health Insurance Program, which was enacted in 1997 to help children without insurance, many who come from families with incomes too high to qualify for Medicaid but too low to afford private coverage.
When we look at the uninsured, what groups are most likely not to have health insurance?
The groups that are most likely not to have health insurance are persons who lack employment, persons of Hispanic origin, and actually younger adults.
Now, your second report focuses on 41 states using data from 2004 to 2006. What were some of the more significant findings there?
This new report presents data for state, regional, and national estimates for persons under 65 years of age, and we found that the Southwest region of the United States has the highest percentage of people under 65 without health insurance, 18.2% of children and nearly 30% of adults at the time of interview in 2004 through 2006. The New England region has the lowest percentage of persons who were uninsured.
Do we know why New England fares so much better than the Southwest in health insurance coverage?
Generally, what we found is in states that had high uninsurance rates, we see low rates of private coverage. And states which have a low uninsurance rates had high rates of private coverage. And this is reflected in the report. So the New England region has high rates of private coverage.
And which states are people more likely to have health insurance, and in which states are people less likely to have health insurance?
The percentage of persons under 65 who were uninsured at the time of interview varied amongst the states from about 8% to about 28%. And we found that states concentrated in the Southeast and Southwest were more likely to have a higher percentage than the U.S. overall. And these states would include Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, New Mexico, and Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, for example. States that had a lower percentage of uninsured than the national average were states that were concentrated in New England, Mideast, Great Lakes, and Plains regions. And examples of these states would be Minnesota, Iowa, Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, but this is not an inclusive list, and the report, you can easily see which states have a higher, lower percentage or higher percentage.
Our thanks to Robin Cohen for joining us on this edition of StatCast. StatCast is a production of the National Center for Health Statistics.